February 15th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, broadcasting from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. We will not be taking calls today during the program. Email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. I cannot promise to answer all of the email questions, but if time permits. I received an email from a good German friend this morning who essentially said that he was not interested in hearing whether Jews were gassed with diesel fuel exhaust, died of vitamin D deficiencies, or tattoo infections. He said he was interested in four specific issues. Number one, why do they put people in jail for questioning the Holocaust in Germany? Number two, why is Germany still occupied after 65 years and still do not have a signed peace treaty? Number three, what exactly is the politically correct definition of the Holocaust? How can one be a Holocaust denier if one does not know the meaning of the Holocaust? Number four, why can't people visit, particularly German nationals, visit Germany without fear of being arrested because of something they have said previously? I think that these are legitimate concerns, however, and they are worthy of a future program and certainly exist because of the Holocaust allegations made before, during, and since World War II. Therefore, today, our guests are prepared to debate on the particular issues relative to the Holocaust. Dr. Thomas Dalton wrote, "As with any historical event, it is important to get the facts straight and to develop the consistent and coherent views about what happened." Okay, there are the Holocaust industry, or the Holocaust is based on three factors, three claims. Number one, the Nazis killed 6 million Jews, a claim that they made after World War I. Number two, they used homicidal gas chambers. And number three, the Nazis had devised a systematic plan to rid Europe of its Jews by building extermination camps. Evidence falls into four categories. Number one, eyewitness accounts. Number two, statements of confessions or innocence from the alleged perpetrators. Number three, documentation. Number four, material evidence, which includes bodies, murder weapons, and physical structures. Okay, we do have to take a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Friedrich Paul Berg, a revisionist, and Roberto Muhlenkamp, who endorses the popularized view of the Holocaust. They will give you their websites. Gentlemen, just a few points. Please refrain from name-calling during this debate. Please focus on the issues rather on each other's character. Do not waste time engaging in such behavior. I will call you on it if you do. A sure sign that one's argument is inadequate is the use of character assassination against his or her opponent. Focus on the issues. I cannot stress this enough. The goal of this debate is to present two opposing views so that the listeners may further research and draw their own conclusions. This is a very structured debate due to the time constraints and commercial breaks. Okay. Are either of you Jewish?
Oh. Peanut?
Fritz, are you Jewish?
Not at all. Not at all.
Roberto, are you Jewish?
No.
Okay. Each guest will now have 4 minutes to introduce his thesis and give his professional background and website addresses. Friedrich will go first. Friedrich.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for hosting this debate. I'm an engineer by education and by profession. I was educated as a mining engineer. I'm a mechanical engineer by experience, and I was also an environmental specialist for a number of years. Anyway, in 1999, there was a very important event. It was the last gas chamber execution anywhere in the world. It occurred right here in Arizona, less than 100 miles from where I'm sitting right now. What is especially important about this execution, as well as many other cyanide gas executions in the United States, is that they took a long time to kill their victim or victims. Walter Bernhard Lagrand was actually a German citizen, and it took 18 minutes to kill him. Now, that is perhaps astounding. It should be astounding because people in this country, including myself until about 20 years ago, used to believe that gas executions with cyanide were relatively quick and almost painless, if not totally painless. That is definitely not the case unless, and this is enormously important, unless the prisoner or intended victim cooperates in his own execution by taking a big, deep, final breath on a signal from the prison warden just outside the gas chamber. In general, prisoners in the last 20 years have not been very cooperative. Other gas chamber executions took a very long time also, and the times of execution have sort of been averaged out to about 12 minutes. Now, this flies in the face of the Holocaust nonsense, and I use the word nonsense because it really is nonsense. Garbage is another good word to apply to the Holocaust fantasy. And the people who defend this fantasy really ought to be ashamed of themselves for never having done their homework properly. If you want to learn about the problems with gas chamber executions, you should study gas chamber executions that have occurred beyond any question. And for that, the United States is a perfect place, because the United States has executed hundreds of people with gas going back, I think, already to the 1920s. And there is very good data about all of those executions. And the most obvious data that we have about these executions is how long it takes to kill the victim. In the Holocaust hoax, or according to the Holocaust hoax, as many as 2,000 people were killed with cyanide in just 3 minutes, which means, if one believes the hoax, that all of the 2,000 died within 3 minutes. That is absolutely impossible, unless in some magical way these intended victims could have gulped down a lethal dose of cyanide within the first breath. If they resisted, which is almost certainly the case with cyanide or with a Jewish group of victims, these gas chamber executions would have been fiascos in every case. The Holocaust...
Okay, Fritz. Okay, it's Roberto's turn. You have 4 minutes.
Yes. Okay. I'm a lawyer by training. I work as a contract manager. And I write, sort of as a hobby, on a blog site which is called Holocaust Controversies. The link is holocaustcontroversies.blogspot.com. Right to the point of gassing in gas chambers. I mean, I don't see what Mr. Baird's problem is. He says the gassing executions he mentioned lasted between 12 and 18 minutes. Okay, I have no problem with that. For instance, Commandant Hess, he wrote that some died more quickly, some died more slowly, but the time was about 20 minutes, half an hour, yeah, until everybody was dead. 20 minutes, half an hour, not 3 minutes, okay? Some witnesses may have said that, but of course, how could they know it was 3 minutes? They couldn't see if the people were dead or if they were just unconscious, yes, and they weren't looking at the watch necessarily. They estimated, okay? So the time frame that Mr. Baird gave for gassings in the U.S. is perfectly in line with the time frame for gassings in the gas chambers of Auschwitz-Birkenau. There is really no discrepancy. And as to cooperation of the victims, I mean, if you have to gas 2,000 people, you use a higher amount of hydrogen cyanide to assure that you have the proper concentration. Yes? According to my calculation, 6 kilograms would have done that. 6 kilograms of people would have done that. And as to the victims taking a deep breath, well, let's see. When the victims see gas being introduced, or notice that gas is being introduced where they are standing, I mean, they won't stand still. Yeah, they will panic. They will panic. They will run around. They will make very frantic movements. They will expend a lot of energy and gas in a lot of air. And of course, they'll take a lot of hydrogen cyanide in with the air they are breathing as they try to break down the doors, as they climb over each other, and so on. So there is no incompatibility whatsoever that I can see between gassing executions in the United States, which one is known of gassing executions in the United States, and the evidence to homicidal gassings at places like with hydrogen cyanide at Auschwitz-Birkenau. Not that I can see. Yes, the time frame, I mean, you shouldn't hang big witnesses on what time frame they state. Yeah? Witnesses may overestimate or underestimate time frames. But the time frame stated by some witness I can quote perfectly in line with the time frame that Mr. Baird mentioned. I think it was 18 minutes in one case, 12 minutes in another case. We have witnesses here who speak of 20, 30 minutes. No problem at all. Okay. That's me.
All righty. You finished a little ahead of time. Do you have a few more seconds? Would you like to fill in with more of your background or anything?
More about my background. No, it's not important. Just wanted to say that really there is no contradiction between homicidal gassing practice in the United States and the evidence to homicidal gassing in Auschwitz-Birkenau. There's no reason to assume that it wouldn't have worked. No reason whatsoever.
Alrighty. Okay, the next question, and you'll have time to think about it during the break. We are going to break in just a minute and a half or so. The next question that I would like you to each address, and Friedrich will go first. You each have 3 minutes to address this question or this claim. The Nazis killed 6 million Jews. That is what the claim is. And each of you, when we get back from the break, will have 3 minutes to address that or to refute it. Now keep in mind that there are evidence falls into four categories: eyewitness accounts, statements, or confessions of confessions or innocence from the alleged perpetrators, documentation relating to the crime, and material evidence, which includes bodies, murder weapons, physical structures. All righty, we still have just a minute or so. Let me just give Friedrich's website is nazigassings.com, and Roberto's website is holocaustcontroversies.blogspot.com. And Roberto wrote a book, he co-wrote a book, Belzec, Sobrador, Treblinka, Holocaust Denial, and Operation Reinhardt, a critique of the falsehoods of Montaño, Graf, and Cues. And then Friedrich's website, as I said, is nazigassings.com. And we've established the fact that neither of you are Jewish. And all righty, we will be, well, no, we still have a few seconds. I should have given you each 1 minute more. The next question after we get after this next break is, you will have 8 minutes to discuss the homicidal gas chambers. And that's when we come back at the bottom of the hour. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gulfcoast.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Friedrich Paul Berg and Roberto Muhlenkamp. The question, and you may email your questions to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember, gentlemen, that you are not arguing with each other, but addressing the issue at hand. Friedrich, you have 3 minutes to either to refute the statement, the Nazis killed 6 million Jews.
Well, the 6 million number is absolute nonsense, and it's been refuted by a number of demographers, including an Israeli demographer who came up with a rather interesting number for the number of Jewish Holocaust survivors in the year 2003. He came up with, I think it's over 1,092,000 Jewish Holocaust survivors alive in the world in 2003. And if you make any kind of a reasonable estimate as to how many Jews there must have been on the basis of that number at the end of World War II, it's definitely in the millions. There are all kinds of other reasons for why Jews who survived the war didn't want to be identified as Jews after the war. So as far as I'm concerned, that 1,092,000 number is a very low number. The true number is probably much, much higher. Anyway, so the number 6 million is pure fantasy. It has no basis in reality. It has a life of its own going back long before World War II, even before World War I. When the number 6 million was almost a symbolic Jewish number that was tossed around whenever Jews wanted to gain sympathy for what was in store for them. If I may, I'd like to respond a little bit in the time I may still have here to what Roberto said about cyanide gassings. One major difference between the alleged gas chambers in Auschwitz-Birkenau and in America was that the cyanide in Auschwitz supposedly came from Zyklon B, which does contain cyanide, but releases the cyanide slowly. It was made to release the cyanide slowly. And this undermines everything Roberto has been claiming, because Zyklon B releases cyanide, but only slowly, unless there is something there to drive the cyanide out of the Zyklon B granules, like warm air that is blown through the granules. That was done when they wanted to use gas chambers and did use gas chambers to keep people alive.
All righty. Your time's up, Roberto. Either refute or prove the claim the Nazis killed 6 million Jews.
Yes. Okay. I'll leave this thing about the cyanide for when we discuss the cyanide, okay? The gas chambers. As to the Friedrich Berg's demographics, It is true that Mr. De La Pergola, he mentions that there were 1,092,000 Holocaust survivors alive in 2003. One important detail is that Mr. De La Pergola counted as Holocaust survivors also Jews who had lived in Arab countries that passed anti-Jewish law. So they were never in danger of being killed by the Nazis, but they were in Arab countries that passed anti-Jewish law, therefore they are counted as Holocaust survivors. Another researcher, Mr. U. Gehle, he counts only 688,000 Holocaust survivors in 2000. He didn't count Arab countries, but he did count countries where Jews were relatively safe from the Nazis because they had managed to immigrate in time. For instance, Jews who immigrated from Germany to England between 1933 and 1939, they were counted as Holocaust survivors. The Nazis could never have gotten to them. Yeah, he also counted Jews who were lived in countries like Romania, which killed Jews outside Romania, but not inside Romania. So, yeah, he counted these. And I would like to challenge Mr. Berg, yeah, to demonstrate, yeah, that 688,000 survivors in, let's say, in Europe in 2000 is incompatible with the number of survivors that there were in at the end of the war. According to demographic data, there were 3.5 million Jews living in Europe in 1946. Yes, 3.5 million out of something like 9.6 million that had been there before the war. Okay, now the difference is something around between five and six million. One thing that should be pointed out: it's not that there's not a fixed number 6 million. There are estimates, yeah, made by demographers, okay, country by country, okay, which lead to numbers in the order of 5 to 6 million deaths. Okay, Hilberg, for instance, he mentions he counts only 5 point something million deaths. Okay, because he counts only those deaths which he can also reconstruct on hand of data evidence about extermination camps, about mobile killing operations, about ghettos. Yes. And not only on the basis of demographic data. If you use demographic data, you get a little a number that's a little higher, okay. But then that number includes not only Jews who were murdered by the Nazis, but it also includes Jews who died from other causes during the war, of course, like in the Red Army. Yeah.
Time's up, Roberto. When we come back, you will each have 8 minutes. And you need to either refute or prove the claim that they used homicidal gas chambers, and you will each have 8 minutes when we return. We are now going to a break. We will be right back. If you have questions, email them to spingola1@yahoo.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Friedrich Kahlberg and Roberto Muhlenkamp. You each have 8 minutes to discuss the use of homicidal gas chambers. There is another question that's relative to this that you may include in your answer. The question is, a man in my steam room, this is from a gentleman, says that Holocaust deniers are liars because his father dragged the dead bodies out of the gas chambers. And, of course, this would fall under eyewitness accounts. Okay, Friedrich.
You want me to respond to that?
Wait. You are answering the question. They used homicidal gas chambers. You may either refute it or prove it. They used homicidal gas chambers. And in addition to that, and in conjunction with that, a question from email is, a man in my steam room says that Holocaust deniers are liars because this man dragged the dead bodies out of the gas chambers.
Well, he's a liar. It's very simple. The man is a scurrilous liar. And if we had the chance to look into his story, I think it would be very apparent very, very quickly that the man is a scurrilous liar. And why not let him debate me at some future time?
Friedrich, this is just a question that that a gentleman says. You know, we don't even know who this person is.
Yeah, of course not. He's hiding.
Okay. But just address it in a general way. Could people have dragged bodies out of the gas chambers?
Well, if there had been such gassings. But one of the things that becomes obvious if one studies the subject a little bit is that they would have been able to notice that the bodies would have been red. That is a major problem with all of these self-styled Holocaust eyewitnesses. They lied about the most obvious kinds of information in connection with gassings, either from carbon monoxide or cyanide. The corpses are bright cherry red shortly after death. And that would have been obvious to thousands of people who would have been in those areas just looking at piles of bodies. Supposedly in many of these camps, there were literally mountains of dead, naked bodies. Anybody walking by would have noticed if even only a handful of those people had turned bright cherry red. But we don't get that kind of rational or consistent testimony from these self-described eyewitnesses. All of these self-described eyewitnesses are in fact liars. And it's fairly easy to show that when one examines their testimony carefully. Anyway, I wanted to say something else about cyanide gassings, but I can't even think of it at this moment. I hope I've answered your question there.
Okay. So your task in this 8 minutes is to either refute the use of homicidal gas chambers or make or prove it that it couldn't have happened.
Well, it didn't happen for a variety of reasons. One of the things that is not generally known is that there are no autopsies to show that any corpses found anywhere in the death camps or any Western camps is of someone who died in a gas chamber. Autopsies were performed by a number of people, including an American doctor who became very famous, at least in the western part of the United States after the war. And he admitted that he did 1,000 autopsies to try to find at least one corpse from somewhere that was of someone killed in a gas chamber. And he found nothing. There is no solid medical forensic evidence to show that even one person was ever killed in a gas chamber. Now, to cover up this problem, they've concocted this story that cremation was used on victims of the gas chambers. And in order to have something that looks reasonable, they've concocted this fantastic cremation scenarios where up to 5 bodies at a time were cremated in 20 minutes. It's absolutely impossible. These claims are pure rubbish, but they are typical of all of the Holocaust gassing claims. In connection with cyanide, let me say, cyanide gas kills only quickly if the prisoner cooperates in his own execution. Otherwise, it's a very slow, painful process because the body itself involuntarily rejects the ingestion of the gas. You have to trick the victim into ingesting a lethal dose of cyanide. If Mr. Muhlenkamp would ever do his homework and study actual executions, no, he hasn't done his homework.
Okay, present the evidence. Don't attack.
I'm telling you, if you want to find out how gas executions work, you have excellent information generated mostly during the last 20 years by the death penalty opponents here in the United States, where they document and make evidence available about actual gas chamber executions. It's a very messy, ugly process. When I was young, I used to actually believe, as even Fred Leuchter believed, that gas executions with cyanide gas were relatively quick and almost painful if they were done right. That is absolute rubbish, and the evidence only emerged in the last 20 years with the opponents to the death penalty, and they have excellent websites. The links are on my website as well, and you can see what a horrible mess a gas execution is, even when it's done in a well-designed gas chamber with a rapid release of cyanide gas. What you had in these alleged mass execution chambers was nothing like that. These are not comparable. And as far as Hearst's testimony, it should be made clear. Hearst was tortured for 3 days in order to get him to make his confession. To use his statement as evidence is outrageous. And Mr. Muhlenkamp and other people who use his evidence. No, let me finish. This is enormously.
Okay, your time is up. Your time is up, Friedrich.
Okay.
Okay, Roberto. Roberto, you have 8 minutes. You actually have 10. I gave Friedrich 10.
Okay.
You now have 10 minutes, and you can either prove or refute the idea that they used homicidal gas chambers. Go.
Okay. Proof that homicidal gas chambers were used in various extermination camps comes from essentially 3 sources: eyewitness testimonies, dozens of them, inmates, SS men, bystanders, and so on. Second, documents. There is a document from Auschwitz-Birkenau which expressly mentions a gassing cellar in the basement of a crematorium, which can only have been a gas chamber. Okay, and that's only one of the several documents which mention, which corroborate eyewitness testimonies. Then, as concerns the Auschwitz-Birkenau, there are also forensic investigations of objects found in the gas chambers, of the walls of the gas chambers, which prove that they contain a sufficient amount of hydrogen cyanide as would correspond to homicidal gassing on a large scale. Okay, this is the evidence. Okay, this is the evidence to the killing of people by gassing. Then there is the evidence to the killing of people as the killing of people. You know, there's the demographic and documentary evidence whereby 2.5 million people were deported to certain places from which they didn't come back. There is no evidence to any alternative scenario. Okay, that's the evidence. Now, Mr. Berg's objections. First of all, I'll start with Höss. Höss was tortured, yes, after capture by the British when he made his first deposition. Okay, but Höss made other depositions as well. He made a deposition before the defense of Mr. Kaltenbrunner at Nuremberg. Yeah, and he wasn't tortured then. He was testifying for the defense. And there he described gassing at Auschwitz-Birkenau in detail. He also described in detail in Poland, before Judge Jan Zin in Poland, the Poles didn't torture Höss. How do we know? We know because Höss said some things that the Poles can't possibly have liked to hear. For instance, he told them, listen, your 4 million figure is nonsense. It was 1 million, something like that. He wouldn't have told that to the Poles if they had tortured him. Okay, so Höss wasn't tortured either in Poland or when he made his statement in Nuremberg. So, and the affidavit which he wrote after capture by the British, nobody uses that as evidence. Okay. As to the cooperation of victims in the gassing, okay, if I understood Mr. Berg correctly, he cited a case where the victim didn't cooperate and it took very long, and it was 18 minutes. Fully in line with eyewitness testimonies, which I have here from Mr. Höss, from Andrei Lettich, from Miklos Nijsli, from other eyewitnesses. Yeah, they speak something like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Yeah, you can, if you add all the times together that they mentioned, you can even get up to 30 minutes. No problem there. Okay. And Mr. Berg may explain to me why on earth, where he got this thing from that people have to cooperate in their execution. Yeah, and that they wouldn't inhale. I mean, people running around, people breathing heavily, as people in panic would, they would inhale a lot, okay? Yeah, whether they do it voluntarily or not, whether the body rejects it, they would inhale. Of course, they would inhale a lot of air and a lot of gas, okay? The red collar, this red collar thing that Mr. Berg is so fond of, this is more nonsense. First of all, Mr. Berg,
you know, don't we're not here to attack each other. You're here to present your evidence.
First of all, it is not true that thousands or however many people watched saw gassing victims. That's completely wrong. Yeah, the number of witnesses who saw gassing victims is very low. If you have 200 people in the world who saw gassing victims at the various camps, then that's a lot, okay? Because this wasn't done in the open. Nobody was allowed to watch at leisure. They were gassing people and that they were taken to the crematorium. This was all done very discreetly as possible, okay? So the number of witnesses are the SS men themselves, some of the SS men themselves, the inmates, some authorized bystanders, but that's very few people, okay? And of these people, very few, in turn, described the bodies themselves, yeah? Now, as to where the bodies would have been red and so on, red, yeah, cherry red, is the color of corpus lividi or liver mortis, yeah, in hydrogen cyanide and carbon monoxide poisoning. But this color, at least in a prominent manner, that a casual witness would notice, and not just a physician would notice when examining the corpse, this takes some time to show up, to appear. Yeah? It isn't visible when the body is taken out of the gas chamber. Yeah, it may become prominent, some say, at least 1, 2, 3 hours later. Then you have this cherry red discoloration. There are two things to be considered, however. As concerns, for instance, carbon monoxide poisoning, did people necessarily die of carbon monoxide poisoning in the gas chambers where they used engine exhaust? Answer is no. Lots of people may have simply suffocated, yeah, in panic, in the panic that came along when they opened the gas, when they noticed that the gas was being introduced. And there are witnesses who expressly describe dead bodies in a manner that suggests death from suffocation. So suffocation is one of the possible causes of death. Second, as concerns Belzec, Sobibor, Treblinka. Many of these people who were gassed there came from Polish ghettos, yeah, and they were malnourished. They suffered from anemia. They suffered from respiratory difficulties. Many of them, yeah, okay. And as no, it's known from medical sources, these conditions, respiratory difficulties, anemia, yeah, they hinder the cherry red liver mortis of carbon monoxide, fatal carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah, so the chances that a witness would see a cherry red corpse, contrary to what Mr. Berg claims, is actually very reduced. And then, as I said, we don't have that many witnesses who saw and described the corpses. Okay, if we have a dozen witnesses from the Reinhardt examination camps and who saw the corpses and described the corpses, then that's a lot. And about in Birkenau, there are not many more. Okay, in Birkenau, by the way, we have one testimony which expressly mentions cherry red corpses. That's one of Mr. Tauber. But that is because on the occasion when Mr. Tauber described the red corpses, his team entered the gas chamber 2 hours after the gassing. That is at a time when the cherry red liver mortis would already have developed. Yeah. Sonderkommando witnesses who entered the gas chamber, let's say, immediately after the ventilation had stopped, yeah, they would not have seen liver mortis. Yeah, they might have seen signs of suffocation on some of the victims, which were trampled under, which were crushed. Yeah, because suffocation, as is known, leads to a bluish, violet, something discoloration. I've seen it myself. Yeah. When people are still alive, okay, but they didn't see the cherry red discoloration of liver mortis because they hadn't yet developed. We had developed by the time Tauber entered 2 hours after gassing, and he described red corpses. Okay, so there we have another objection of Mr. Berg's that goes down the drain. As concerns evaporation speed. There is a source, there is a German source from the 1930s, which shows that Zyklon B evaporated, yeah, okay, from, I think it was, the type of carrier was called ERCO. It evaporated almost completely within 30 minutes at a temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. 20 degrees Celsius is below the boiling point of hydrogen cyanide. Okay, so that means that at a temperature around the boiling point, which is 25 something degrees, yeah, evaporation would still be much, much faster. Yeah, and we know that the gas chambers were heated at Auschwitz-Birkenau. Yeah, and if they were not heated, and because the weather was warm, they must have been like a sauna because of the many people standing in there. I mean, try putting lots of people into an elevator or in other enclosed space, you will see the temperature will rise from the body heat of these people alone. Okay, so evaporation must have been rather quick in these homicidal.
Okay, Roberto, your okay. Time is up. Mm-hmm. We will go for a quick 3-minute break. When we get back, Friedrich will have 4 minutes to refute the idea that the Nazis had devised a systematic plan to rid Europe of its Jews. And in conjunction with that, a question has been raised. Isn't it true that there weren't even 6 million Jews in Germany or in the areas that they occupied? Okay, so we're going to a break, and when we come back, Friedrich, you will have 4 minutes to refute the systematic plan. Okay, be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guests today are Friedrich Paul Berg and Roberto Muhlenkamp. Friedrich, you have 4 minutes to refute the idea that the Nazis had devised a systematic plan to rid Europe of its Jews, and in conjunction with that, the idea that there weren't even 6 million Jews in Germany or in the areas they occupied. Okay, go ahead.
Well, as far as expelling Jews from Germany, the intent was to expel the vast majority of them. There's no doubt in my mind or disagreement in that regard. And in view of the amazing Holocaust hoax, Hitler has been vindicated. Why would any country want to retain people who pack or who back or, and support such a horrendous pack of lies about their country? It's quite reasonable, in hindsight, for Hitler to and others in Germany to have tried to expel the Jews from Germany forever. It was the reasonable thing to do. Now, let's try to introduce another character into this discussion, and that's Elie Wiesel. I'd love to debate the guy, but I know he will never agree to a debate. In his most famous book, which is has been distributed and sold in the millions, Night, we have a very interesting admission from him on page 78 in my Bantam edition. He and his father are chit-chatting about what to do in January of 1945. The Russians are almost at the gates of Auschwitz, and the Germans are evacuating themselves and anybody who wants to come with them. And they had apparently given a choice to Elie Wiesel and his father. Do you want to come with us to the West and be, you know, part of whatever we have in store for you, in effect? Or do you want to stay here in Auschwitz and be there when the Russians take over? And there's a very interesting exchange between Ellie and his father, and they chit-chat back and forth. Ellie writes here, "He was lost in thought. The choice was in our hands. For once we could decide our fate for ourselves. We could both stay in the hospital where I could, thanks to my doctor, get him entered as a patient or a nurse, or else we could follow the others. Well, what shall we do, father?" He was silent. "Let's be evacuated with the others," I said to him. He did not answer. He looked at my foot. "Do you think you can walk?" "Yes, I think so. Let's hope that we shan't regret it, Eliezer." Anyway, both Ellie and his father freely chose on their own, of their own free will, to go with the Germans, the Nazis, the SS, the very same people who had supposedly been murdering Jews by the hundreds of thousands or even millions, either in Auschwitz or elsewhere, rather than hang around for a while until the Russians, America's great ally, come to Auschwitz to liberate everybody there. Now, how is it conceivable that anyone who had witnessed even the smallest part of those horrors at Auschwitz would not have run away from the Germans at the first opportunity and run over to the Russians and said, "Yeah, let me be part of your gang for a change"?
All righty. We're going to our top of the hour 60-second break. We will be right back. And when we come back, Roberto will have 4 minutes to talk about the systematic plan to rid Europe of its Jews. Be right back.